Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 107 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest and Alex Ruthen with us this week.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Back from Glutton for Punishment.
I couldn't keep away.
You did promise to turn up again,
that is
all good.
And I'm here.
And so, what's been going on in your life over the last 3 weeks?
Well, literally just busy with work at the moment. But I think being here just makes it all worthwhile. To be fair, no, it does.
I'm almost convinced. Yeah, okay. Should we get on with the show then?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because you're just going to be sarcastic the whole time. Right, coming up today, I will be hearing from Oliver Laws. He's going to tell us all about his flamboyant website, Stuff for Blokes, on there. So we'll be having a little look at that one a bit later on. Also, we'll be talking football. Graham Large joins us. And hello, Graham.
Hello, Jason.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
And we're talking about it's round and it's white.
We are indeed.
That'd be football, wouldn't it?
It would be.
So we'll be finding out about you and your website, which looks at all the clubs in all the leagues a little bit later on. Also, we have music today from the Clock Tower. We're joined by Ryan and Ian. Hello, lads.
How you doing, mate?
Hey, all good here. So, music from you, four tunes throughout the show. Okay.
Yes,
primed and ready to go for that one.
I can't wait for this.
Well, you've already heard them warm up, haven't you?
No, they sounded really good. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Genuinely.
He's not being sarcastic now.
I'm
finding him later.
Yeah. But first of all, though, we go to the phone lines and have a chat with Glenn Rossington. And you're looking after the website walls-soundcheck.com. Tell us more.
We're an online magazine covering the local music scene here in Wolverhampton and in the local area. That's basically us.
We have met once before, as you did pop in and perform for us here in the Milk Bar, so you know about music and you can actually go out there and do it yourself too, can't you?
Well, that's debatable for some.
Well, yeah. You bought your girlfriend's guitar last time, I think, didn't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Have you progressed to being allowed out with your own instruments now?
Yeah, my mended now.
That's all right, then. It has been nearly 2 years. Tell us about Wolves Soundcheck, then, how it actually came about, because you've truly got a passion for the music scene of the city.
Well, like all good ideas, it started one drunken night in the pub, just looking for something to do around the town. And basically, unless you know where to look, the main thing to find what's going on in town is the Civic Hall website. And I was getting frustrated that there wasn't really anything out there. I mean, there were great little bars in town, like the Varsity. We used to have Alchemy, but apparently that's shut now. Gifford. Lots of good bands on in the area, but just hardly any publicity for them. So just an idea of trying to get a bit of PR for them. And then just settled on putting a magazine together, covering both local musicians and national musicians, putting them all together, trying to give a voice to just all the little people.
And it's good to be able to do that without the overhead costs of printing things and wondering whether they're going to sell. The internet's a fabulous way of bringing information to people at a sensible-ish price, not cheap, not free, but a sensible price. And it must be quite rewarding for you to be able to sit down and write and actually talk about the sort of gigs and venues which are really at the heart of the music industry today.
Exactly. I mean, all these little places have helped kick off the major bands that we've seen now and the major bands that have gone down in rock and roll history, so why should they be resigned to that? I mean, there's still great bands coming out of Wolverhampton and the local area, so let's get it back on the map.
So what sort of music do you look into? What sort of bands have come to you and which ones have been most successful?
I mean, over the last 12 months, we've had bands like Liberation Works, The Rhymes, The Town, Advantage, and Manchester Beach Jaguar. So there's quite a diverse sound an array of musicians that have come to us. I mean, we've gone out there and got other bands as well, and it's just growing all the time. I mean, I've currently got someone who's just come on board who's going to start looking more into the metal scene for us as well. So it's growing all the time. I mean, nothing's out of our limits.
And are you doing reviews as well as the gig guides as well?
Yeah. Starting a new feature in the next issue, which should be out next week, and that's going to feature a load of local tracks, local EPs, and we're going to put our reviews against them as well. And we've started to cover more local gigs, littler bands, littler acts. So, yeah, it's growing all the time.
And where do you see it going from here? Because obviously you're covering the Wolverhampton area. Is there a franchise in the offing, do you possibly, with a WS and maybe a Birmingham or Coventry postcoded site as well?
That would be a long way off. I want to get this absolutely perfect before we start looking at that, but it's certainly in the pipeline. I mean, the next thing that I want to tackle is try and get a printed version of the magazine. Mm-hmm. We're getting so much good feedback about it. We relaunched the website last month. I don't know whether you've had a chance to have a look at that yet.
I haven't seen it since the relaunch, I have to admit.
It was done by our designer and also my girlfriend, Kate, who lent the guitar last time.
Yeah.
She worked on the website as part of her graphic design course that she's just graduated from, and she found out last week that she's won the Express and Star Award for digital editorial design and graphic communication. So we've now got an award-winning website backing us up as well, so hopefully that'll get us more exposure and again help give more of a voice to the local acts.
And again, that's something that we like doing both here and the reason why you came in and sang for us and a lot of guys like the Clock Tower with us now. It's good to hear music, which it is accessible, it is good music, but it's getting a chance to hear it and it's trying to bring it to a slightly different audience who, once they know about it, are really going to like it and want to go along and support, you know, go to gigs and buy EPs.
Exactly. At the moment, these local gigs, they don't cost much to go and see, and all that money does go to support the band as well, and it helps them develop, helps get them more of a fan base, more well-known, and it just gives them that little bit of an extra push that they need.
So the bands that you've been looking at over the last 12 months or so that you've had your site going, who would you say has been your favourite?
I'm trying not to offend anyone here now. The one that comes to the top of my head at the moment is probably Advantage. They've got a right mix of like 90s pop punk about them, but they've also got that ska undertone as well.
Yeah, well, the brass sound is bringing that one through, and it drawing your attention in.
Yeah, it's just something that little bit different. I mean, last week as well, I saw a band called Mantis Defeats Jaguar. And they've got a kind of Misty's Big Adventure thing going on, but also applying that to rock riffs as well. And it's just something different, something diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that the market needs. I mean, it needs something with that little bit of spark, a bit of creativity, a bit of individuality just to make a difference.
Well, keep the website going, and we look forward to seeing you taking over, if not the country, at least the West Midlands area with different editions, and maybe seeing you in print in the very near future. Give us the full web address again.
www.wlv-soundcheck.com.
And you've got Twitter feeds as well?
Yeah, Twitter feed is wlvsoundcheck, one word, and you can also find us on Facebook as well.
And just search for WLV Soundcheck. And make yourself a friend, follow, do whatever you need to do, whatever social network inside it is, to find out what's going on. And you'll find yourself with probably quite a nice, interesting social network yourself and some great music to go and listen to.
Exactly, yeah.
Glenn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I know your guitar's fixed. You've got to come back again in the near future and sing for us as well. That's the law, okay?
Yeah, definitely, mate.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. Cheers. Thanks again, mate.
Bye.
So talking local music, it's about time we had something from the guys in the studio. They are Clocked Out. Ryan and Ian, welcome along.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, we're all good, and we're all ready and waiting for you to perform with your guitars. You're poised there.
As well.
So yeah. Tell us a bit about the Clocked Out to start off with.
Well, Ryan, over to you, mate.
We're a British indie rock and roll band from Wolverhampton. Just gigging around the Midlands, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing the sounds of the 60s with a modern-day twist. That's what I'd say.
You don't hear that very often these days, though, do you?
Well, I mean, there's so many people try to rip off the Beatles, but there's only the Beatles that can do it. But if the whole 60s, it was a complete feel-good era, wasn't it, really, as far as music went?
We kind of believe that we're doing what the Beatles did do, because like, there's so many bands who are doing the same songs, and like, you hear them again and you think, well, oh, it's that song, kind of rhythm again and that sound. But we're sort of doing diverse songs, anything across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know what to expect what we play. You just wouldn't know what to expect.
So where did you get the name The Clock Tower from? Were you just in London one day and looked at Big Ben and thought, oh, yeah, that's us, yeah.
Close.
It was actually in Torquay.
Oh, right.
We just done a holiday out there.
Yeah.
It was in there's a pub called The Clock Tower.
Yeah. And you just think, hang on, next time we're on holiday, we've got a surefire gig.
Yeah, well, we were in English Glory, weren't we?
Yeah, we were just in a covers band, like, before, and it was more like because I've done it all my life, and he's done it in separate bands and stuff. Mm. And we just thought, let's call the band the Clock Tower, and then it sort of just took off. Yeah. And we got.
We actually did a gig there in a place called Babacombe. And this guy from Essex, we was having a jacuzzi in Torquay in the hotel, and it was sort of like we were all on holiday trying to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And he comes up and says, like, we got guitars, we got, and this guy in the drummer was going, oh, yeah, we're going to play the pub. And I was like, well, hang on, I'm on holiday here. I'm going to have a bit of a rest sort of thing, you know. Don't want to play no gigs, we do enough of that. And anyway, we ended up there at the end of the day.
The guitars didn't have any strings on, if any, you'd play with one string.
All right.
Chords were difficult, but
it was mental, it really was. It was really cool.
That sounds good.
Basically the start of the Clock Tower, really.
Well, we're going to sit back and listen to the sound now. And
What song are you going to do for us now?
This song's called Nostalgica.
And the magpies laughing at you. Larry Bear, take her to the love affair. There she goes, she'll be waltzing around, giving her signals out. She won't ever change my state of confusion. Burst into the front line and two steps back. Even when I'm shot, I create an illusion, man. And you can't say better than that. Take me to the spotlight and shine it upon me. I will take a trip down memory way. Slip into my shoes and I'll give you the old school dance. If you can't act it, baby, don't ask. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. When you step into my dreams, you took the rattle out of me. I breathe shadow, but I don't sink easily. Reflect the glare, totally but unaware. You know, this time I think she's really got me going. She's a hot girl blower. She won't ever change my state of confusion. First into the front line and two steps back. Even when I'm shot, I create an illusion, man. And you can't say better than that. Take me to the spotlight and shine it upon me. I could take a trip down memory way. Slip into my shoes and I'll give you the old school dance. If you can't act it, baby, don't ask. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. Never change my state of confusion. First into the front line and two steps back. Even when I'm shot, I create an illusion, man. And you can't say fairer than that. Just take me to the spotlight and shine it upon me. I will take a trip down the memory way. Slip into my shoes and I'll give you the old school dance. If you can't act it, baby, don't ask. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. It's nostalgica. Nostalgic lover. Nostalgic lover. Nostalgic lover. Nostalgic lover.
Guys, that was amazing.
Excellent. Round of applause from everyone.
I was getting really into that then.
Yeah, it's sort of beyond Oasis, beyond the Beatles. It is something very different, isn't it? But it's still got that energy about it.
Yeah, I think, people will always liken you to another band anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get that everywhere we go.
They say, what are your influences? And sometimes it's who have you tried to rip off and failed, isn't it? But there's more influence there and your own sound.
I think if you take the influence and you find something different, put it with it, combine it, you've got no problem with it. And I think it's about believing as well. Just keep at it and keep believing. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long has he been working together on this stuff then?
It's been 2 years now, roughly, isn't it?
Yeah.
And seriously, say it's paid off though.
Yeah,
and brilliant. I was really getting into that as well.
And
I was just like, yeah.
How many songs in your catalogue?
We've got about 30 songs at the moment.
So that's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah, we've probably got a lot more stuffed away.
You're being prompted by your manager over here. Yeah, how many we got?
Yeah, he's going to tell us a real title now.
50 alone. He's got about 400
lots
in his little head.
So about 450 songs between you. Yeah.
We've got a really big following as well, like in the Wolverhampton area and up in Shrewsbury as well. But a lot of the Wolves boys as well follow us.
That's cool.
So we
like to keep it local, gigs. You know, promote Wolverhampton.
It's good to hear another band coming up to the ranks. So looking forward to hearing more from you in a very short whilst time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, though, the gentleman who got to be the human mic stand for part of that is Graham Large. So round of applause for Graham in his mic stand duties. Graham.
Too kind.
Graham, you looked absolutely thrilled at your job. your face was just like that.
It's concentrating.
Well, I was having to concentrate. I wanted to get into the music, but I thought I was going to be shaking the mic all over the shop. So I thought I'd better try and keep it still.
Completely focused. As you are with your brand new website, you've launched, what, about 6 weeks ago now, is it?
No, it was less than that. It was only 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The launch didn't quite go according to plan. We had a few problems with the company that were hosting the website, which meant that we had to quickly find a new one and get it back online. Mm-hmm. But now it's up and people are using it, which is great to see. As with any other website, I'd just like a few more people using it, to be honest.
Well, tell us about how It's Round and It's White arrived in this world.
Well, starting a few months back, it was when I first started using Twitter, really. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who's become a friend of mine called Reese on Twitter, who was actually doing a sort of competition, if you like, called Twitter 92 at the time.
Now, he did mention that when he popped in, because he's been in a few times as our Reese. He's a friend of the show, and he's a top bloke, and I think we can class him as a mate. He's friends with everybody, isn't he, basically?
He is, yeah, definitely. I even met him for a beer up in Sunderland the other week for the match, so it was all good. Reese was doing the Twitter 92, and I decided to jump on the bandwagon with that, and I just started interacting with a load of football fans, and I thought to myself, well, how can I keep this going? With my background being in internet marketing and the fact that I use and work on websites daily, I decided that the next feasible step was to actually put together a website, gather fans, and make it more about constructive opinion on what's going on in football rather than it just becoming slanging matches between fans. There's a blog element on there where I've been contacting amateur writers who come along and write a few articles in order to grow their online portfolios and get their names out there on the internet. There's a forum element as well where people can just go on and have general chit chat, and I'm in the process at the moment of developing a social networking element on there which will allow people to interact on a one-to-one rather than a one-to-many basis as well. So in a nutshell, that's it.
That's more like an entire bowl full of nuts, to be fair. There's quite a lot going on there.
There is, yeah. It's been a long few weeks, let's put it like that.
Obviously, you've got a background in this sort of thing. That's what got you into it. But essentially, you're a football fan who wants to be able to have football conversations.
Yeah, I've become sick and tired of the unofficial forums over the years because they're very clicky, if that's even a word. But on there, unless you've been on there for X amount of years and got so many thousand posts, people don't take your opinion seriously, and it's almost like they swipe you just completely out of the way and dismiss your opinion if you go on there. And I'm a person that likes their opinion to be heard. I don't necessarily think people should agree with it all the time, but I like to get my opinion out there. And I don't like the fact when people have their opinions just dismissed online. So I wanted to develop something which gave everybody a level playing field in order to get their voice across. And another thing that I've noticed, I've actually tried to target international markets with the site as well, because I've noticed that there's a lot of expats in both the USA and in Australia as well who want to stay in touch with their football teams but the mainstream websites don't provide them with enough of what they're looking for. They want to see how individual players have performed, and they don't feel that the analysis that they get on, and I'll keep the website as nameless because it's going to be unfair otherwise,
yeah.
But they don't feel that they get the attention that the games deserve on those sites. So what I wanted to do was give them a platform where they could go on and read fans' views rather than having to read a journalist's view, just to give them that more personal feeling about the content that's on there. So far, Australia's been my second best market, but there's other countries in the world that are rapidly starting to get people on the site as well. I've had quite a lot of traffic from the USA and a lot of traffic from other European countries as well. So there's certainly a demand for it outside of the local area, which has been quite amazing to see.
So you're trying to line people up from all of the Twitter 92, I suppose. I mean, you've been making friends with them online. For those who don't know, it's all the league clubs and trying to get a follower from each so you can add it together. Do you think you're going to make it to get someone from the 92 onto your website blogging about every single club?
I hope so. That's my goal with it initially.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to restrict it to just one person per club either. If people go on the site and they see that there's a blogger from their club, I don't want them to automatically feel like they can't contribute either, because sometimes it's good to get varying opinions on there, partly because of the fact it creates the base, which automatically creates conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that I can have using the site and the more opinions that I can have on there, the better.
And I suppose being independent, there's no need for really any kind of censorship, just really keeping it sensible and keeping it community-minded.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a few people that are helping me on that front, just making sure that the articles go on the website that are published are high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also making sure that there's no little spit-spats going on across the site as well, just to make sure that everybody's there for the reason that we want them to be there for, and there's no behaviour that could cause offence on there.
Mm-hmm. But it's more about, it's a football group getting together, it's the banter you want to have down the pub.
Exactly.
But you do it online and across continents.
Yeah, exactly that.
Right, full web address?
It's www.itsroundanditswhite.co.uk.
And during the winter months, is it changing to yellow?
We'll have to see.
Okay, but there's an opportunity for some nice graphics in there,
yeah.
And you never, you could end up with another award-winning website. We've already spoken to Glenn about his, so yours could be the next one getting the plaudits, which would be good to see. Well, I mean, good luck with that. Do people actually get to subscribe as well, so they've got a username whether they're writing for you or not?
Yeah, people that visit the site can automatically register. What I've managed to do now is make the accounts contribution accounts as well, so someone can go and sign up. If they want to use a forum or submit an article immediately, they can do. Any initial posts that are put on there, though, will be reviewed by one of the editorial team first, just to check that it's what we're looking for. But there's no harm in people just going on the website and getting involved from the get-go.
But it is much more editorial rather than moderation, as in the past.
Yeah.
You're a journalistic resource of people who want to read about football.
Exactly.
Well, so wishing you every success with that. Looking
Thank
forward to sitting down and reading a bit on there. www.itsroundanditswhite.co.uk.
Indeed.
And you can pop along and read football from here, there, and possibly even everywhere. You could be going global.
Yeah, well.
That's the plan. Graham, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
And give us your Twitter feed as well, just in case people want to follow you on there.
Well, I've got the website one, which is at Round and White, and my own, which is at Graham_Large.
So you can be found that way too. Brilliant. Right, you get to do your human microphone stand act again, if you'd be so kind, because we want more music from the band. What have we got lined up this time, guys?
This one's Lucy Ella.
Your man, is he on another mission? There's a past there with tears. Time to unite. Well, the causing too much competition. Just take a walk with a silver sun. Yeah.
seen in a straight suit. Well, my tracks don't blind you. You're such a star, giving her the ammunition. The party slides and wakes the dawn. Inquisition, shaking the hands of a timer man. Luciella, Lucy, Luciella. Can be seen in a straight suit. Wow, my tracks don't blind you. Luciella, Lucy, Luciella. Can't be seen in a straight suit. Well, my tracks don't blind you. Seen in a straight suit. Oh, my tracks don't blind you. Luciella, Lucy, Luciella. Can't be seen in a straight suit. Oh, my tracks don't blind you. Luciella, Lucy, Luciella.
Excellent again. That was brilliant. And Alex, you're getting very carried away.
I'm loving it today. It's cool.
That's good.
I don't want it to end.
That's fine. Because last time you came, it was one of the weeks we hadn't got a live band in, wasn't it?
No, yeah, yeah.
And it's very crowded, very busy.
It's so much better, though, when it's like
a great atmosphere. There's absolutely loving it.
Better atmosphere in here.
Now, you didn't say much about football. I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's not your thing, is it, really?
Not really.
But you do like your fashion.
If my brother was in here, it would be a different story.
But you like your fashion, don't you?
You
had the pictures that we've seen of you online dressing up and the other ones as well, but we won't go there. Man who knows all about the world of fashion and what blokes want is a CEO of Flamboyant. He's Oliver Laws. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good and looking forward to finding out all about you and your website because basically you're looking after blokes online.
I'm trying. We're trying our best. We're having a go.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Tell us more.
Well, we set up a website last July, and the website's now been going for next week, actually. And what we're trying to do is provide a service to guys between the age of 18 and 35 to hopefully give them sort of fashion tips. If they want to know what's on at the cinema, we can give them movie reviews. We can give them unsigned bands, music, all sorts of things that fit into a younger person's lifestyle, as it were.
Well, I'm officially too old for this. Alex, you're 23, so you fit into the categories quite nicely.
I do, actually.
Well, it is aimed at our primary range. Like, you know, people like David Beckham, he's a little bit older, and even Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's 47, I think. So, I mean, these guys... I mean, Brad Pitt certainly doesn't look 47. He's got to look after himself. So.
I hate him, to be honest, but there we go.
How old are you,
I'm 39, so I'm
you still fit in the category.
Only just about.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a target audience, but I would love to cater for everyone. I really would.
Mm-hmm. So, where are you sourcing your content from? Because you do cover quite a wide cross-section of life.
Yeah, we do. A lot of the content is original content that I have, for example, my movie reviewer will go and see a movie and review it. The person who does is an actress. She knows a little bit about the industry, but what the idea of what I'm trying to create is I want it to be, I don't want it to be anything pretentious. I want it to be for people who just want to know the real nuts and bolts. Should I go and see it? Shouldn't I see it? Why should I see it? I don't want anything particularly artistic in there. I just want sort of the truth. I want it to be kind of raw, really. Even with the music, I don't want the website to go into long, confusing reviews, as it were. I want it to be, this is what it is, and this is why you should go and see it, or this is why you should go and download the single or the album. I want it to be for sort of the average person, myself on the street. I don't want to know too much, but I want to know just enough that will perhaps go and make me download an album, or go and see a movie, or buy a T-shirt in a high street shop, something like that.
Is there anything else that you could probably add to the website? Say, obviously you've got your films, you've got your fashion and everything else, but like, what else could you feel you could add to the categories that you've got at the moment?
Well, the website, if I told you the website is probably 55% functional as I would like it, there's a lot more we want to add. The website is originally designed to be a hell of a lot more interactive than what it is at the moment. So my problem is that to get these interactive features that I want put on, mm-hmm. it's going to cost me money. and
you've got to develop it to the point at which it's able to pay for itself, I suppose.
Well, this is it. This is the struggle. Literally myself and my business partner who runs it with me, Steve, brought it out of absolutely nothing. Just one day we were having a discussion about what we were doing currently, a couple of years ago now, 2009, and we wanted to provide a service to people, but we weren't quite sure what. And sort of we had a few discussions, and it sort of moulded into this nice interactive website. But it's just not as we want it yet. We will get there, but it's just saving the money to pay for it.
And it's people going there and get advertising hits on there as well, and really being part again of, we've talked about a football community, we've talked about Wolverhampton's community, all working through websites as far as that sort of thing goes. But this is really looking at various different parts of it and a bit of a flavour from different areas of people's lives. So get them to come to it, say click through on your advertising as well from people who are looking to support you, and allowing you to develop the website from there.
That's exactly how it should work. So it's all a question of getting the right amount of hits. You know, advertisers will look at you, but you've got to be able to prove your worth, as it were. Mm-hmm. Why is the website attractive, and how many people are looking at it?
Well, give us the full web address then for now, and then we can go into more about the name.
Yeah, it's www.flmboynt, so it's the word flamboyant, but there's no A's in the word, .com.
So you've got a vowel shortage, but you're using the rest on the rest of the site, I hope, it'd get very confusing otherwise. But, I mean, on that, flamboyant, it's about being bigger than you are already, bigger than you would normally come to.
Yeah, definitely. The name itself is it's a strong word, but we wanted to sort of reboot the word, as it were, and take out the two A's, change it slightly, give it a new identity, but try and keep the core values of that word in the as it is.
Mm. Is it that you look after in the main part on the website? Are you head of fashion, art, or design?
You could call me a creative director, but I look over everything. Mm. So the content. Recruitment, how good the content is, what we're going to do next, any new ideas usually come through me and my business partner. So I get involved with absolutely everything. I write a weekly blog for it. I step in when people say go on holiday. I've stepped in on the football section in the past, movies. If we've got a shortage, if someone can't write for us anymore or they go away, then I will usually step in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much all functions, I'll do it all.
And you possibly see this turning into live events as well, maybe flamboyant on the road shows and that sort of thing in the near future?
We're looking at trying to get to a few festivals. We'd like to host festivals as well, sponsor stages. We're looking to get involved with a lot of festivals and concerts as well, wherever we can, because we'd like to, one of the sections we don't do yet is we'd like to push up and coming new music and have almost like a music chart of unsigned bands, give the reader an idea where they can go and download or where these bands are playing, and hopefully give the bands a platform as well for their own material. There's a lot of ideas around going around, but it's just putting them into practice, which is the tough part.
Well, give us the web address again, without your eyes, and also your Twitter feed and the like, so everyone can track you down, find out where you are and what you're doing.
The website is www.flamboyant.com. The Twitter feed is @flamboyant. And I've got my own Twitter feed, @OliverLaws, LAWS.
And you do seem to tweet rather a lot.
Yeah. It's a bad habit.
You can get cures these days, possibly even on the NHS.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to. I'm okay, I think. Not too bad compared to some people I follow on Twitter. There's a lot worse out there, but I do need to sort of keep an eye.
And you enjoy communicating, hence the reason the website came about in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what it's all about. I want to be able to provide a service and talk to people who perhaps need some fashion tips, or they want to know about music and films, football, things like that. I just want to be able to communicate to them and hopefully give them some good information.
And building up the competitions and giveaways as well, or is that already in place on the site?
It's not in place at the moment, but it will be coming, definitely. It's going to be a big year. 2011 and 12 are going to be a big couple of years for us, definitely.
Oliver, good luck with all that. Look forward to reading some of the reviews, etc., on there too. And keep in touch with what's going on. And,
to be honest,
Alex will probably vouch for the fact that I do need some fashion tips severely, don't I, really?
Well, you know where to
you
go.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, I do. Alex,
you know where to go.
I shall be checking out the website and seeing what I can do to make myself a little more normal. OK, thank you, sir. Please, I will catch up with you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you. Cheers.
Back to the Wolverhampton music scene now. And what was that?
It's okay, I'll just knock the wall in on you, Steve. Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't demolish the place. It's bad enough what we did to the other end. We don't knock this stand down as well.
No.
So
get me carried away there.
It's the excitement. We'll let you off. So next tune, what are we going to hear this time around?
This one's Trouble in Your Eyes.
Take it away.
This is the one you used None of You Red to earlier.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Time and time I've tried, looked everywhere you hide, behind the smile of a thousand meanings. Sometimes it seems I can't resist your one of nature's loneliness. No, you miss, but you just can't see it. Fuck up the day for it's begun. You drunk too much in the sun. You cards to the ones that deal ya. Change your cards to the ones that deal ya. At the weekends I'm a real stay. What I come alive for? The love of summer night. Take me to the bright lights. Play a tune that I like. Took me by surprise. Whoa, that's trouble in your eyes. Yeah, you took me by surprise. See the trouble in your eyes. La, 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 la. I'm a real stay. It's what I come alive for. The long hot summer night. Take me to the bright lights. Play a tune that I like. Gonna you took me by surprise. Whoa, there's trouble in your eyes. Yeah, you took me by surprise. See the trouble in your eyes. La 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 la
'cause I'm a real stay. It's what I come alive for. Well, I ain't got summer night.
Excellent, brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant, guys. Well done.
Love it all, every minute of this. Right, so more on the band then. What's happening in the near future? Downloads available, gigs coming up, that sort of stuff? What's
yes,
happening?
I need to know that. Yeah, okay. I need to know that now, please.
Well, I've always wanted to play on the Manda Centre roof. That one.
That sounds
so
cool.
We're playing on the Alchemy roof instead, Wolverhampton.
Okay, that is good.
Oh, okay.
Scale. Mm-hmm. That's this Saturday.
What time?
2nd of July. It starts at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Wicked.
We've got two support bands on. Luke Brown is an acoustic act.
Yeah.
And a band from Wolverhampton called The Underground. And we're headlining on the roof. It's going to be good. We've got loads of Wolf boys coming down. Mm-hmm. Loads of Scooter lads. So we've got a Northern Soul DJ.
As well, probably.
Yeah.
So if you want a quiet night, don't go. But yeah, if
trouble getting in.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
But it's going to be a big gig. And many more in the diary at the moment? I should think there are.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot.
Oh, hang on, manager's saying it for you. Yeah. I don't know the manager's name. Excuse me, what's your name?
My name's Dave.
Okay, Dave, grab the microphone, Dave. And what's it like working with these guys? They must be fairly easy to sell.
Amazing. Easy to sell, hard to handle.
Keep them under control. They're
good lads. Proper Wolves boys. Mm-hmm. Like to go out, have a few pints, play the tunes, and just get down to it, and they rehearse really hard, and they work hard, and they're good in studios.
Well, the work's coming through.
Really tell that the work's paying off.
It's time now that Wolverhampton had a really, really good band that come out, and there are a lot about, but these lads are really going to shine and take the Wolf to it. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, these songs are your own songs.
Yeah, all of them.
And
yeah.
But these songs not so much sound familiar, but just sound completely memorable and like the sort of thing you're going
choruses
to listen to.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with when we write as well.
Yeah.
We sort of think about the big choruses, mm-hmm, and like the catchy hooks.
Mm-hmm. Something that's going to stick in your head as soon as you've heard it once.
Yeah.
Like I was doing earlier.
Yeah, you're going to be the bus on the way home, you're going to be singing along.
I really was, as soon as they finished the last song they did.
They're going to be scared on the bus, are you, this time?
I've actually noticed when we do gigs that people who have never seen us before, they're actually singing the choruses by the
But I haven't seen what?
I've never heard it before, so it might be a good thing then.
It's good.
I'll turn you off again, Dave. Sorry, mate, what was that?
Well, the music's really infectious, isn't it? It gets inside your soul. And I think they're writing for the masses and the people out there, the normal working class guys on the street and girls on the street. And I think people appreciate good music. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Certainly, we're getting it tonight. And we've got another tune to come from you. So to play us out, before you do your last tune, give us full web address details and all that gubbins.
Download details as well, please.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. So just the Clock Tower on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. But we're looking this Thursday to finish the album, 10-track album. So everything will be online as soon as possible. Nothing's on at the moment.
So, but within
we just finished the album. So
okay.
We'll do the launch party, EP launch party, about August time.
Okay.
We'll launch it somewhere in Wolves. I ain't got a place yet.
But you're working on that.
We're going to keep
one.
It.
Sorry, that
keep
one.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Let's just do it in here.
Meanwhile, though, we will take an extra tune. And this is going to be your last one today. So what's this one called?
This last one's actually about Wolves. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lyric in saying the wondrous days. About the Molyneux. It's actually about our friend called Tom Brown, mm-hmm, one of the followers of our band.
Well known down the Wolves.
Yeah. But for the wrong reasons.
Well, it's quite obvious to me you're not the man you used to be. Get your head down, Tom Brown. You've been washed up on a shore like a thousand years before. Get your head down, Tom Brown. Life flying around shit in my head, in my head. Am I not a little head? Then we chuck a few beers down and shake our rattle up the town. Get your head down, Tom Brown. You've been a roughish kind of lad, and you know that ain't too bad. Wear your heart down on your sleeve. My English pride comes back to me. Your wondrous days come back to you. Heads down, Tom Brown. Life flying around shit in my head, in my head. You're in my naughty little head.
I've got my own interpretation of it. It's hard to say you ain't exactly gonna listen to it. Well, either way, oh, in my head, you're in my no ole. Like flying around shit, in my head, you're in my no ole. Well, it's quite obvious to me you're not that man you used to be. So get your head down, Tom Brown. Cause you've been washed upon a shore like a thousand years before. Get your head down, Tom Brown. Like flying around shit in my head, in my head.
Excellent. Dave, management joining in as well in the background.
No, you're really going for it.
you're an official backing singer now, yeah?
Should join the band, really.
He jumped there when he started singing. I was like, whoa.
So, two Luke's, the English pride comes back to me. It's my wondrous days come back to you.
I love that line. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Well, we've loved hearing from you, the Clock Tower, and once again, hey, Facebook, etc.
Facebook, have you got?
Good for you coming down. Thank you for that one.
Wish
thanks
every
for
success.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're looking. We expect you to chart. There is material in there already, which even without you know all the many hours that it's going to take in the studio to put a single together, sounds blooming good already.
It really does.
Looking forward to
come down and watch us actually play in a venue.
Yeah,
I would actually love to do that.
Okay, that's brilliant. We'll look forward to that sometime in the near future.
And sounds good.
And Alex has just managed his first blag of the podcast, so well done. But no, all good. Thank you for joining us, as I say, and looking forward to maybe getting you back in a few months' time and hearing some of your studio.
Maybe someone have the drummer with us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Can we just say hello to Connor? He's not with us tonight, but we love him very much. He's a top guy.
Okay, Connor.
He's a proper Wolves fan as well.
Yeah. Sorry, we missed out on Connor Drummond.
We love you, mate.
You, Keith Moon.
Well, that has been episode 107. Thanks to all of our guests for joining us today. And plenty of websites for you to check out. Are you joining us next week?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, we shall see you then. Zoe should be back from holiday as well next week as well.
Oh, wicked. I've not seen Zoe for ages.
Full party in the studio.
I know.
All right, catch you again soon. And we'll be back for episode 108 of The Milk Bar next week. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from The Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from The Milk Bar. Yeah.